Belinda Audio presents Pelle No Tail Pulls Through by Justa Knudsen. Translated by Stephanie Smee and Anne Margaret Smee. And narrated by Rupert Degas. Justa Knudsen, 1908 to 1973, was a Swedish children's author and radio producer. The first Pelle book was published in 1939. Followed by many more books, comics, films, plays, music, and television programs. Pelle No Tail is beloved in Sweden and around the world, with translations appearing in Polish, Finnish, Danish, German, Dutch, Norwegian, Portuguese, and now English. Chapter 1. What is this thing called swing?
This thing called swing. What is it exactly? Said Birgitta and Olle's papa one day after lunch.
Your papa, you know swing. It's the sound of the times, said Birgitta.
Ha ha, said Olle.
If the sound of the times is diddly dum dum rutch bzz instead of ba ba black sheep, then I think I'll stick to the sound of my times, said Birgitta's mama.
Ugh, you just don't get it, said Birgitta. You can't describe swing. It's something about the rhythm and everything, you know. Swing is just the song of our times.
Ha ha, said Olle again. She's gone and pinched that from somewhere. She hasn't come up with that herself.
Pelle No Tail sat in his basket and pricked up his ears. He'd heard a lot of talk about this swing business recently, but he hadn't quite grasped what it was all about, understanding no more than Birgitta and Olle's papa. Well, as far as I'm concerned, swing can be whatever it wants to be, Pelle thought, and yawned, licked his nose and stretched. Then he went out for a walk, because he thought he needed to move his paws a bit before it was time for bed. Even though it was well into March, all the streets were covered in fresh snow. It felt cold under his paws, so Pelle took bigger steps than usual. That way, the pads of his feet didn't get snowy so many times. On the corner of Åsgrand Alley and Upper Slottsgatan, Pelle ran into the nasty cat Mons, followed closely by Bill and Bull. Mons planted himself in Pelle's way. Bill and Bull planted themselves behind Mons. Pelle sat down too, and they looked at each other.
"Why are you taking such big steps?" said Mons, irritated. "I suppose you think it makes you look grander. But you're wrong if you think you could ever look grand, you with no tail. You'll never look grand, no matter what you do."
"You'll never look as grand as us," said Bill.
"We're the grandest," said Bull.
"You be quiet," said Mons, "because I'm the only grand one around here."
Pelle licked his nose and wondered how he should answer, preferably something really crushing, but as usual he couldn't come up with anything, sadly enough.
Yo-yo, said Mons, and his green eyes glittered nastily. "You're stuck up, that's the whole problem."